Moving through the week here, we're going to do some team situation work today and try to put a lot of the segmented portions of practice together. So down and distance, moving the field, kicking situations, communication, play calling, so forth, clock, as many things as we can kind of work into this practice and create similar to a game situation. That's what we're going to do today. So we'll see how it goes, but hopefully it'll give us a little bit of a day of experience as a team of doing it and make the overall operation go a little bit smoother when we actually have to do it next week. So that's our deal today.
Do practice preparations differ at all, and if so, how, leading up to bringing in another team to practice with you guys?
Not too much. I'd say the biggest difference would be if we were not practicing against another team, we would continue to install things next week. So we continue to add things to our daily routine. When you practice against another team, I think you're better off just going out there and run what you know. So there won't be a lot of new installation next week for Jacksonville. We'll run what we've practiced through tomorrow and try to do it that way. I'd say that would be the biggest change. If we weren't practicing against them, then we would continue to add things, you know, next week. But we'd also would have to commit time to getting ready for the game next week. So running scout teams and running Jacksonville's plays against us, whereas when you practice against the team, that is the preparation. So kind of kills two birds with one stone there.
Bill, what made you guys decide that Jacksonville would be a good team to pull the joint practice with, and what are you expecting out of it next week?
I expect our team to improve, and I think that Coach Marone and the program that they have down there, they will be good for us to work against. A lot of respect for what he did at Buffalo. They were a very, very tough team to compete against when he coached in our division. He did a great job throughout his career. Syracuse, when he was assistant in this league. So a lot of respect for Doug and the program he runs.
It's a Pro Football Hall of Fame weekend. We have LaDainian Tomlinson, Jason Taylor, Kurt Warner, some others going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Curious, anyone stand out from that class to you?
Yeah, I mean, they're all great players. Eric and Jerry and, you know, all the rest of them, so. Really just trying to focus on what we're doing, trying to coach our team, try to do a good job of my job.
Are there certain positions you've evaluated better, I guess is the word, in a scrimmage setting than in a normal practice setting?
Yeah, well, again, this is putting it all together. So instead of doing one thing for a sustained period of time, which isn't really the way football is played, this gives us a chance to simulate the moving game. First down, second down, third down. Ball moves, field position moves. Kicking unit comes on the field. Other offensive or defensive unit comes out on an exchange. And that's how you play. You don't run 10 first down plays in a row. You don't run 8 third down plays in a row or 8 sub blitzes in a row. Or it's just 10 punts in a row. You just don't. That's just not football. So. But those are teaching, good teaching methods. It's a more efficient way to do it, so there's a place for that. But at some point, there's a place for trying to simulate a game. So that's what we're going to do.
Are there players who play who maybe practice better or look better as you do the game situation instead of the practice situations?
Could be. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know.
You mentioned some of those just. Getting on and off the field from situation to situation. Is that any more challenging now because you just have so many bodies, you have 90 guys?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we have 90, yeah, we have 90 guys, and we have basically three groups on each side of the ball, whereas in the regular season, it's however many players are doing most of the playing on offense and defense, call it, I don't know, 15, 16, 17, how many guys it is. There's a lot fewer substitutions. It's a lot cleaner. Of course, if something happens during the game to somebody, then that affects a lot more So you don't have a backup for every spot in the game in the regular season like we kind of do here. So, but yeah, it's challenging.
How have you felt about the cleanliness of those exchanges thus far through seven practices, I guess, when you had
done it? Well, it's probably much like everything else in training camp. I think we're improving at everything that we're working on. Always wanted to go at a little bit of a faster pace, but we're a lot better than where we were, but we still have a long way to go. We got a lot of work to do. It's really hard to measure those things until you actually compete against another team and see where you are relative to them. So where we are is we always are looking to get better. We're always trying to improve. We always want to be as efficient as we can. How does that compare to everybody else? Who knows? We'll find that out until we start competing against them.
Phil, I don't think we talk to you again until day two of the Jaguars practice. Just wondering how beneficial you think going against like a 6'3", 6'4", receiver like Allen Robinson will be for your secondary, because it doesn't seem like you guys have someone who can exactly simulate that kind of size.
Yeah. I mean, when Rob's flexes out, I think he's about as big as anybody we're going to play against. So, but it's always good to go against different players. Every player has their own unique skill set, and all the players in this league are good. So it's always good to see a different types of matchups, so that each of us, you know, our guys can work against the variety of players that we have, the variety that our opponent has, and not only players, but scheme, and see a different scheme, see a different player, different type of player, and different skill set. Those are all valuable experiences. Sure.
When it comes to planning the joint practices, do you submit a plan to them of what you want to work on, and they submit a plan to you, and then you kind of work together with?
Well, since this is the first time we've worked with Jacksonville, like say, for example, New Orleans is a team we'd work together, so we could, in that example last year, could go back to things we'd done previously, and this is the way we laid it out. Do we want to do it this way? But in this case, Coach Marone and I talked about it. What are the things we want to try to accomplish? How many days? What do we generally want to do each day? What are the points of emphasis? And then we, put together something and kind of red penciled it. How about if we do it this way or adjust it this way? So that really is, I would say, relatively easy. There are some things that a team, we have a certain practice structure, a certain way of doing certain things. It's not right or wrong. It's just the way we do them. We have another team that, they're playing the same game, but maybe they do things just a little bit differently. And I'd say when those don't coincide, then as coaches, we try to find what the common ground is. Either we're going to do it your way, or you're going to do it our way, or we're going to maybe split the difference depending on what the issue is. And so that's, I wouldn't say challenging, but I think that's one of the things that needs to be, ironed out. And I think it's usually better if everybody can do it the same way. So there are certain periods in practice, at the beginning of practice, where both teams do their own thing separately, and then when we come together, then there's a certain, standard or conformity that we want there to be, so that everybody's on the same page. It's not one way for our defense and another way for their defense, or vice versa, and that kind of thing. So, but that's been, Jacksonville's been great to work with. Their support staff, the people that are part of the operational side of it, that's been great. Our people on our side have done a great job, as they always do, in working with the team that's coming in, and we've had great cooperation when it's gone the other way. So, we're expecting, 3 days of very productive work against Jacksonville. That's just, I'd say in general how it goes. Once you have the conversation with the coach and we kind of agree to, well, this is conceptually the way we want to do it, then it's kind of, dotting the I's and crossing some T's and just working it out so that we can actually get to the point that we agree on.
And let's take two more.
Bill, talking to Josh Boyer last week before camp started, he highlighted Malcolm's, Butler's competitiveness, said it was almost unique.
Do you feel like that sort of competitiveness rubs off on other guys during the course of practice and helps raise the level?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, Malcolm's is a very competitive player, but I think we have a lot of other players on our team that are very competitive as well, both on the field and off the field. We create other competitive situations, not just, practice, but, we do other things, and you can really see that come out with the guys. It's a quality that is a strong trait with, let's say, the vast majority, if not the entire team. It's a very, very competitive team. As a team, once we put up a team against team is competitive, but individually, if we set up an individual type of competition, then that's pretty competitive too. So, in a good way, in a good, healthy way.
Do you as a coaching staff like looking at, speaking of the competitive, Julian, obviously we know his drive when those two are matched up against each other? Is that just...
I think there's a lot of good competitive situations out there. I wouldn't want to, single one out over another, but through the years and this year, we see a lot of those, and a lot of times when you see the one-on-ones, guys will kind of, match up a little bit so that they can have that competition, whether it's pass rush, pass protection drill, or tackling drill, or a one-on-one route coverage drill, or, whatever it is. Again, not that they don't work against other guys, but sometimes you just want to go out there and compete on that particular play. So, I think it's healthy. It's good. And I think that's what really one of the things that's, has hopefully we'll be able to do that this year, but in the past has been good for our team is the level of competitiveness. Okay, we're good? All right, have a good weekend.